The Red Gloves and Other Stories, written by Catherine Fisher and read by Bethan Rose Young. Tom opened his eyes. He lay still for another minute, staring up at the ceiling, listening to the increasingly restless sounds from the other bed. Finally, he heaved the bedclothes aside and got up. Weariness surged over him as he crossed the room. Simon was asleep, curled under the blue quilt, twitching and muttering. Tom looked at the tiny gleaming hands of the clock. 3:15, bang on time. He bent over and took a fold of warm pyjama sleeve between finger and thumb. Simon, wake up! The movement stopped with one small shudder. Simon lay still, facing the wall.
Are you awake?
Tom whispered.
Yes.
Tom went for his dressing gown, hanging on the back of the door. He paused, listening, but there was no sound from his mother's bedroom. He dragged the dressing gown on, glad of its warmth, then came and sat on Simon's bed, pulling the quilt over his cold feet.
Do you want the light on?
Yes.
When the lamp clicked on, a soft yellow glow showed them the familiar room, its huddle of clothes on the window seat, the pictures of ships, the cloud of mobiles that hung and drifted from the ceiling, Simon's flock of carved, multicoloured birds. Simon lay silent for a moment, then turned over and sat up against the pillow, pushing the long fair hair out of his eyes. He looked very tired. Tom nudged the bedclothes.
Keep warm. Did you manage to touch the road this time?
Simon shrugged.
The road was the same. It always is. Smooth and silver and cold underfoot. I remembered to touch it, like you said, but I'm still not sure what it's made of.
He yawned and rubbed one eye.
You better get the book.
Tom bent down, opened the cupboard, and pulled out an old notebook full of half-empty pages. He turned them, noting the date of each entry, sometimes in his neat round writing, ragged with sleeplessness, sometimes in Simon's spiky scrawl. They had written in it every night for 2 months. He took a pen out of the drawer and wrote, Thursday the 23rd of May, 2:45 a.m, and then looked up at his stepbrother.
Okay, go ahead. I walked along the road, Simon said quietly, towards the wood. I was just where I had been last night. The road went downhill. This time it was raining. Big, heavy spots. I soon got wet.
Still writing, Tom said. Were those birds there?
No, there was just cloud, grey and low. I walked quickly and even ran a bit, but it seemed to take ages to get anywhere. It always does. The moon came up on my right. The wood got closer. There was no sound but the rain.
What was on each side of the road? Tom asked. A sound in the other bedroom made them stop and listen, but after a while Simon whispered,
The same. Hillsides of grass and bushes, blackthorn, rowan, hawthorn, a few trees.
Tom jotted it down quickly.